Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are finally back with Returning to Mia. Sorry it took so fucking long, guys. So, let's go ahead and get started. And here's your drink. Awesome. By the way, you guys rocked it last night. Thanks, we did the best we could. Well, it turned out great. Cheers!
As the person takes off with their drink, Sadie playfully nudges Grace.
What'd I tell you? Folks are gonna be turning out in droves after last night. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Sadie. Mark my words, things are only going up from here. Hey, you.
Looking up from the floor, you see Mia approach.
Hey! Thought you'd be happier about this turnout. I am. Yeah, maybe you should tell that to your face then. Sorry. Guess I'm still a little tired from last night. For real? You know, us girls were the ones who actually performed. Guess I just don't have the constitution you do. Something's definitely up with you, so spill it. Seriously, I'm fine. I probably should spill it, but I can't bring myself to tell her about Sebastian. It's her birthday. There should be at least one day where horrible news isn't dropped on her. Okay, have it your way. I did ask. You shouldn't. It's your day. I should be the one asking you how you're doing. Just a day like any other. Simply let it pass. You really don't want to do anything? Like, not even go see a movie or something? I'm getting a headache from how many times people have asked me that. Sorry, I'll stop then. Thank you.
Looking around the bar, you notice Laura is nowhere to be seen.
Where's Mother? Feels like I didn't see her in a while. Lucky us, huh? Mia. What? Sorry if I feel more comfortable with her not being in my face every second. Hope you didn't say something mean to her. Stop worrying. I didn't. Not so sure about that, Mia.
Walking towards you, Grace looks at Mia, unimpressed.
She's just being dramatic. About what? Oh, come on. You were really rude with her when she only tried to help you. You're on her side now? That's new. I'm not on anyone's side. Just calling it as I see it. Well, where is she now? Saw her run off to the bathroom a little while ago. Probably taking a dump. First of all, yuck. And second, I doubt it'd take her that long. You think she's upset? That'd be my guess, yeah. Maybe I should go talk to her.
Folding her arms in defiance, Mia looks away with her face scrunched.
Do whatever you like. I still stand by the fact that I did nothing wrong. Got a feeling she didn't see it the same way. I'll be back soon.
Walking off, you head to the bathroom.
Hey, Mother? Are you in there? Mother? What are you doing here, Grim?
Approaching the stall that Laura's in, you hear a rustling.
Came to see if everything's okay? Well, why wouldn't it be? Well, I heard you and Mia weren't getting along so great. What's new there? Please don't take it to heart. She'll come around eventually. I know she will. Also, I'm fine, Grim. Really? You're not upset? No, what gave you that idea? Grace said you left for the bathroom a while ago. She's timing me now? Unbelievable! No, it's not like that. She's just concerned. She or anyone else have nothing to be concerned about. Okay, then. Now, if you don't mind, I'm in the middle of something here. Sorry! You really are just taking a dump, my bad. What? I wasn't taking a... What the hell? Fuck, how on earth did this... Ah!
The vibration coming to a halt, you hear the clang of something hitting the floor. Furthermore, that something rolls out from under the door and right at your feet.
Oh my god, that's not what you think it is!
The door clicks and swings open, revealing Laura. Stark naked from the waist down, with only hands covering her genitals.
I gotta be honest, you're not exactly convincing me. Just had to come in here, didn't you?
Still covering herself, she bends down and picks up the vibrator.
Are you seriously using that now? What? Is there a rule against it? I'm a grown woman, Grim. Feel free to do as I please. I know, but come on. Here? Really? You're trying to shame me, and I don't appreciate it. That's right. I'm not trying to shame you, Mother. Well, that's what it feels like you're doing. Don't know what to tell you, I'm just a little surprised, that's all. Considering some of the things we did in the past, I find that very hard to believe. Now, would you turn around so I can cover myself up, please? Oh, of course.
With you turned around, Laura goes to put her bottoms back on. And you keep your eyes straight ahead, not even flirting with the idea of taking a peek.
I hope you don't tell anyone about this, Grim. Don't worry, I absolutely won't be doing that. Not even the Sadie? Would have guessed you guys tell each other everything. Not everything. Right, of course not. That was silly of me. Yeah.
Still keeping your eyes to yourself, you patiently wait for a few more seconds.
You done yet? This is taking a bit longer than I expected it. Sure, you can turn around now.
Naively, you rotate back around, and to your utter surprise, Laura is standing right in front of you, still naked from the waist down, just as she was.
Jesus, what are you doing? What do you mean? Seriously, did you forget to do something? You mean, get dressed? Yeah, why didn't you? What, can't a woman change her mind? What the fuck's happening right now? Nothing. Well, not exactly nothing. One thing has happened. My ego's taken a bit of a hit, not gonna lie. Your ego? I was sure you'll at least sneak a little peek. Even if just for a second. Huh? Why would you want me to do that? I wouldn't, but since you used to compliment my butt so much, kind of thought it was inevitable. I'm so confused. Think of it like this. You might not want to go to the party, but you still want the invite. So you didn't want me to look, but you're still disappointed I didn't somehow? Slightly, yes. Okay, but what are you doing now? Now?
Turning around, Laura arches her back and points her behind right at you.
Giving you permission. My God.
Staring down, memories of those days quickly come flooding back. Your palms on her firm cheeks, squeezing them as she moaned from the pleasure of your cock inside.
Please, don't. You sure? If you like, I'll even allow you to have a feel. What?
Shocked by her sudden erratic behavior, you take a step back.
What's gotten into you? Why are you doing this? Why not? Because it's wrong. Never stopped you before. That was then and this is now. Please, stop this. Fine, have it your way.
Completely unbothered, Laura shifts back around.
I will, damn it, because Burger King certainly fucking isn't letting me have it my way. You know, I got food poisoning from them. I was only teasing you anyway. Teasing me? What kind of fucked up way of teasing is that? This isn't a game, Mother. Given our history...
At that moment, both you and Laura hear the bathroom door opening.
Oh, shit!
And so, with her instincts kicking into gear and with no time to waste, she grabs you by the shirt and pulls you away. Away into the toilet stall she was just in. Slamming it shut.
Fuck! Where's all this gas coming? Yep! From! Why did you drag me in? Shh. Fuck, how is it that I'm always finding myself in these situations?
Listening carefully, you hear the man go into the stall next to you and sit down.
Oh, God. Oh, damn it. Ugh. Oh, there we go. That's a little better. The fuck? Don't think he even closed the door. Finally. I can let it all out. Which thank God for, because I haven't dropped a deuce in like 2 days. Ugh, this is so fucking gross.
With Laura's eyes locked firmly onto yours, you look down in discomfort. However, in doing so, you also look at her naked lower half.
Yep.
Almost pressed right up against you.
Oh, Lord. This is not good. How are things going for you in there?
Naturally, neither of you respond.
Come on, don't be rude. I'm asking you a damn question, ain't I? Boy, that got real redneck real quick. We're fine, thank you. What? She did not just say we. Huh? We? Fuck my face.
Glaring at Laura, she looks back at you with remorse, knowing fully well what she just did.
Ah, I see what's going on. Playing a little game in there, are we?
Oh God, can this guy just shut the fuck up and leave already? At this rate, the girls will wonder where. So, what if we are?
What? Ah! Oh, kinky! Believe me, I ain't judging.
Beaming from the surprise interaction, he bangs his fist against the wall between you.
Hey, trooper, give her one for me, will ya?
This is actually happening, seriously? He's a bit shy, but don't worry, he definitely will. Something's not right. Don't know what, but I can feel it. What's he got to be shy about? He don't gotta... Hold on, we're gonna try that again.
Shy? What's he gotta be shy about? He don't got a small dick.
Oh, he most certainly does not.
Just as she had before, Laura turns her back to you once more. However, she now presses her ass against your groin.
Oh, Lord! She's lost her fucking mind!
Stop it!
Stop what?
Huh? Unless I'm hearing things. Did he just tell you to stop? Cause if it's on account of me, yep! Please, just keep on doing your thing, my guy!
Hear that? Our friend here doesn't mind one bit. And somehow that guy, who doesn't look at all like a 40-year-old trucker, he's now got the voice of a 40-year-old trucker.
As she gradually rubs faster, you desperately try stopping yourself from getting hard. Still, it's of no use.
I can feel it growing bigger through your shorts. Well, that's something it usually does when, you know, you get aroused. I mean, things like that happen.
Shorts? You're telling me he ain't even fucking you yet?
Tragic, isn't it?
What in God's green carnation are you waiting for?
What? The fuck is even?
Fuck her already. Fuck the girl.
Yeah, I don't think Disney would allow for that. That'd be a completely different version of The Little Mermaid.
Outraged at this revelation, the drunkard slams his fist against the partition again.
Hey, if you don't, I'll be more than happy to.
Appreciate the offer, I really do. Thing is, we're taking small steps, so to speak.
Oh, it's a bunch of hogwash.
Laura begins rubbing her pussy while still gyrating against you.
What about small steps? That ain't the way we did it back in my day. We just went on one large step and that was it.
No worries. I believe we'll get there in the end.
Should fucking hope so.
I gotta get out of here. You wouldn't believe how wet I'm getting. If not, there's no telling how much longer I can resist. Touch me.
Descending into a chasm of unbridled pleasure, Laura snatches hold of your hand.
Hey!
Slapping it right over her soaked pussy, its warmth instantly grabbing your attention.
You feel it? How it yearns for your touch? Let go, please! Soon. Just give me what I desire first. I can't. I won't do it. It'll be so easy. All you need to do is just slide yourself inside.
However, you resist the temptation and tear your hand away.
That's enough. Stop this.
Stop. What are you, some kind of moron?
It's okay. I get it, you're nervous, but you have nothing to worry about, all right? Let me take the lead.
Saying this, she takes your hand. Yet you rip it away once again.
I said no! This is crazy!
If it's cause of me, I can leave, man.
I don't care how crazy it is.
Dropping to her knees, Laura looks up at you with wanting eyes.
I want you. Now! Why don't? All you need to do is stay still.
As wrong as you know it is, You can't deny that a small part of you also
Even
wants
if
this.
It did, you know better. There's a lot of things a person might want to do, but they know better. I mean, it's called being a mature adult.
Wants her to pull your shorts down. Wants your beautiful woman to put her lips around your cock and devour you.
I don't mind, even if you close your eyes and imagine it's Sadie.
Still, it wasn't enough.
No. For the last time, no. No, no, no. Women hate being told no. No. No, one more time. No.
Pushing her back. You unlock the door and storm out of the stall, walking right past the confused man and the one next to you, and straight out of the bathroom.
Shit. I'm just throwing this out there, but... Shit, I'll fuck you. You will, huh? Sure! So let me squeeze this sucker out of my ass and I'll pop right on over there. Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that. Well, damn.
Going back out to the bar, you can feel the adrenaline racing through your veins.
Coming back out to the bar. Oh, well, yeah, we don't have to read that. That got way too fucking close for comfort. If I hung around any longer, who knows what would have happened? There he is. Where's Laura? No, I know what would have happened. What's with the look on his face? I gotta get this out of my system now.
Reaching their table, you snatch hold of Sadie's forearm with determination.
Whoa! Come with me. Come with me, my woman. I've got tales to tell. Everything okay? What happened? Nothing. Just need a few minutes with Sadie. Sade. For what? You're kind of scaring me here, Grim. I promise there's nothing to worry about.
Grace looking on in complete puzzlement. Sadie finally relents and follows you.
Where are we going? Outside. Outside? What's wrong with just talking here? You're asking way too many questions, Sadie.
Leading her into an alley, you look back to make sure no one's within eyeshot.
Can you at least explain what's happening? You're really weirding me out here. In a second.
Having walked a good distance in, you finally stop.
Why do I get the feeling you're about to murder me? Don't be silly, Sade. I'm not being silly. Feels weird to be standing in this dirty alley alone and... Hmm? Gotta get the thoughts of her out of my system. Can't ever let that happen again.
With her body pressed against the brick wall, you two continue amorously making out.
Muffled moan. Where's all this coming from? Let's have sex. What? Come on, no one's around. No reason not to do whatever we want. Are you drunk? No, I'm not drunk. Sure? Because you're acting really erratic right now. I'm sure, Sade.
Pulling down her top. You palm her breast, gently massaging.
You're crazy. Who says this has to be a bad thing? We can't. We shouldn't.
Meekly protesting, Sadie does little else to stop you, which you take as a sign to proceed.
Oh, but we shouldn't! Oh, but we must! Take your shorts off for me. Now. Can't believe I'm actually doing this.
Complying to your instruction, Sadie drops her shorts while you do the same.
Well, what if someone walks by? They won't. How do you know? I just do.
Both now free of your clothes from the waist down, you grab Sadie by her ass and lift her into your arms.
That's so not convincing. I'm aware. Still, we both know you don't need much more. Is that so? You tell me. My hands are kind of full right now, so I'm gonna need your help sticking my cock in. Yeah? The cards are entirely in my hands, huh? Of course.
Holding your shaft, Sadie rubs the tip of it around her lips, teasing you.
Tell me how much you want it. Oh, there's no words that can describe just how much, Sadie.
That bad? So bad I can think of nothing else. It's the only thing I want in the world now. Great answer, babe.
Centering the tip, she gives you the go-ahead.
Finally!
Which is exactly what you do. Wasting not a second, you start stroking.
Alright! Sebastian will walk by. Grim! What's going on here, I wonder?
Sliding your shaft along her perfectly tight pussy.
Fuck, this is exactly what I needed. Don't tell me you've been thinking about it all day. Something like that, yeah. Isn't it like every 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes? I'll admit, as a man, you do think about it an awful lot. Like, for women out there that are looking and like, what the fuck? Yeah, for real. It's a real thing. Guys think about sex a lot more than you think they do, and they don't just fucking come out and tell you because, you know, we're gentlemen about it. We're not going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about fucking this person and that person. I mean, especially if you're married, you know, I mean, we wander. There's no marriage, like, implement that can stop a man from thinking about this woman and that woman and this woman and that woman. But he knows that he needs to be loyal to the one he's with, right? Because that's just the way marriage works. But yeah, we think about it an awful lot. I'm sure this'll do it. It'll definitely cease my desire for her.
Still buried deep inside, you begin fucking your girlfriend faster, ramming her increasingly wetter pussy with equally increasing force.
Fuck! You feel amazing, Sade. Not as amazing as you, trust me.
Releasing her thighs. You spin her around, making her hands press against the wall.
Oh yeah, fuck me from behind! It's hot, isn't it? The risk, the possibility of being caught. Wish I could deny it. Giggle.
Thrusting in, Sadie yelps out as you penetrate deep.
Yelp! Not like that.
Fucking her. From the tip, all the way down to the base of your cock. The slapping of your balls against her skin arousing you even further.
More! I got a book from him coming in tomorrow. No, for real. Just as long as you can take it. I can. So she says. God, I can't. Yes.
Squeezing both her tits now, you don't let up for even a second.
There we go.
And with rapid strokes causing your legs to burn hot, your heart rate continues rising by the second.
Fuck, yes. Ah. You're such an amazing fuck, Sade. So fucking perfect, you got no idea. You're making this so hard for me, Grim. Why? Because if I get too loud, they'll hear me in the bar. Then you better not get too loud. Keep fucking me like you are, and I'm not so sure I'll have a choice. That's actually a really good point. Want me to take it easy on you then? To not push you to your limit? Well, that's wrong. To not push you to your limit? Well, that would be the smart thing to do. Absolutely. Awfully boring, though. Yeah, painfully boring.
Locking lips once again, Sadie lets all her insecurities fade away.
Like the previous Moore book. He got an editor this time, apparently. They said to him, you know, the job is not to make your readers fall asleep, sir. And yes, I still have a copy of that book. Man, I've got so many books by freaking people that got canceled, it's ridiculous. Wonder if all this shit will be worth money now, since these people are like horrible people now. I don't know. Who knows?
Right now, she is simply in the moment. Enjoying the embrace of you, her boyfriend.
Go on. Put it back in. We going all the way? Of course.
How could I possibly deny you that? Well, that there is a woman, folks.
Taking your cock in her hand, Sadie gently guides it back into her pussy.
Soft moan.
Right as she does, with it feeling as good as it does.
Four.
The invading fantasies of Laura finally leave you, because this right here, this very moment with Sadie, with her in your arms, adoringly looking at you, it is the only thing that truly feels right.
Damn straight. No need to hold back on me, Grim. Give me everything you have. Wouldn't give you anything less.
Almost abruptly, you begin fucking her again. Using your body to express just how much you really do care for her.
Yes. Well, she's doing the herbal essences routine.
No matter the mistakes you made, which were certainly many.
Give all of yourself to me.
At the end of the day, Sadie is who matters most to you.
I'm getting close, Sadie. I know. I can feel it.
Still facing each other, you slightly shift positions, intent on really giving Sadie the fucking she both wanted and deserved.
Here we go. That's what they need to do. They need to... I don't think they'd ever be able to do it because Patreon would have a fucking fit. But they need to have an AVN called The Fucking She Wanted. That right there, that would be good. That would sell... That would sell these games. The Fucking She Wanted. There you go. And then, of course, The Fucking She Deserved. There, that right there. Great. People be like, oh, he's gonna give her the fucking she wanted. Well, I'm gonna have to check that game out. Always.
Burying yourself as deep inside her as possible, you do exactly that.
Oh my fucking God! Yep, I listened to some Devin Townsend today. Wasn't that song, but that's a fucking good song. How's it even possible? You're somehow getting even harder. You have yourself to thank for that.
Thrust after thrust after thrust. You impale her pussy, almost brutally.
Brutally.
Her cries filled with equal amounts of pleasure and pain.
I'm coming! And I can feel it! I'll bet you can.
Clutching her hips, you finish inside Sadie. Your sensitive, throbbing cock pumping out every last drop you have to give.
Yep. Amazing! Can't even tell you how good this felt, Sadie. I can tell from how much there is.
Sliding off your pole, she leans against the wall, exhausted. Your cum now dripping out of her pussy and down her leg.
God, this feels so dirty. Why? Fucking me in this disgusting alley. Not exactly the classiest place to do it, don't you think? Suppose so, but it's pretty damn hot, don't you think? Maybe.
Brushing your body against hers, you firmly cup her cheeks.
Those sneaky hands of yours. Sorry, it's just too perfect not to grab. Smooch. We should go back inside. I'd much rather stay out here with you. You okay? Yeah, I am now.
Wrapping your arms around her, you give Sadie a tight, warm hug. Feeling as close to her now than you possibly ever have.
We really should get dressed first, babe. In a minute, I just need this. Alright.
Although she can sense something is amiss, Sadie chooses not to prod you on the matter.
Oh yeah, she'll talk to him about it tonight, though.
Instead, she simply hugs you back, squeezing as tightly as you did with her.
Which is fine, she's genuinely a good girlfriend. Because you can sense it with people... Like, you can sense it with people's... just their reaction to certain things. Like, if you notice her... face movements, stuff like that. Different facial expressions. Let's just say expressions. You're like, He's like, yeah, I know you're upset, but we can't talk about that right now.
I think Sadie's it. Yeah, this is it for me. I think Sadie's it.
That evening.
Alright, now she wants to hear the news. Well, not quite. I think they're going to do a little bit more at the bar, and then they'll be discussing what happened. God, feels like this day's never going to end. You haven't even been here that long. Really? Feels like 12 hours at least. Stop complaining, will ya? We have a heap of customers, and not sure if you realize it, but that's actually a good thing. I know. I'm just tired, okay? Still not used to, what, hard work? Shut up, Grim. Please, enough. I really don't want to listen to you go at it for the millionth time. Believe me, neither do I, but he always has to keep poking at me. Just calling it as I see it. Don't, we get it. We already know how lazy Viv is. Hey, nice one. Sorry, couldn't help myself. Well, try to. It's one thing for that idiot to say, and it's another when it comes from you. I'm only teasing. I don't think you're lazy. Thank you. At least not all the time. Grace! Sorry, that's the last one, I swear. Ripping on Viv, are we? Count me in. Just because it's your birthday doesn't mean I'm above cussing you out, okay? Aw, did poor sensitive Vivian get her feelings hurt? I'm warning you. Everyone, just chill. No one needs to insult anyone. Really? You should try it. Can be a lot of fun sometimes. Alright, that's enough. Looks like Viv's a little on edge tonight. The exhaustion has clearly made her unordinarily grumpy. I want to go home. Fine. If you really can't handle being here anymore, get out of here. Seriously, you won't be mad? I mean, I'll be a little mad. Then I can't really leave, right? You're free to do whatever you want. I'm really not digging the passive aggressiveness, Grace. Not one bit.
As Grace is about to respond, she's suddenly interrupted by the doors flying open, and Isla bursting through them with a look of terror etched across her tear-covered face.
Wow. Okay, guys, so this is where the fun ends and the serious shit begins. Alright, so we'll see you guys back here next week for more as Returning to Mia concludes. Yeah, we had a little bit of fun tonight, but stuff's gonna get a little, you know, dark, crazy, serious, drama. You know what I mean. Alright, I'm out, guys. See you next time.